I was in Trafalgar Square when I got the text. Watching the air guitarist perform on the fourth plinth. Celtic fans were celebrating. Thousands of people milled around, listening to singing and eating ice creams, queuing for the National Gallery, enjoying the wonder of being alive on a lovely sunny Saturday in the summer. Harry Patch has died, the text read. The oldest man in Europe, 111, the last surviving Tommy from the trenches of the First World War. It's a war that continues to fascinate us, and every year hundreds of school trips visit the trenches around Ypres and the enormous cemeteries there, with that poignant inscription, "Their name liveth forevermore." Harry Patch is a name that's going to live forever. He waited an awfully long time to tell his story. He was 100 before he ever spoke of his war, but boy, when he did, it hit home with a power that is just extraordinary. That soft, whispering West Country burr. Never used superlatives. He just told it how it was. If any man tells you he wasn't scared, he's a damn liar, said Harry. He spoke of recurring nightmares. Mud, mud, everlasting mud. The young Cornishman lying wounded, who begged Harry to shoot him, and seconds later whispered, "Mother," as he died. Harry was 17 when he was regretfully conscripted. Our boy Billy turned 17 yesterday. Harry's autobiography, The Last Fighting Tommy, is a fantastic read. And the thing that caught my attention was when he joined a machine gun team, the number one said to him, "We don't shoot to kill, Harry. We shoot to put the other man out of the war." Now, this is still amazing, as is the story of his attack on a German trench when an enemy soldier came at him with gun raised. And in that split second of battle, Harry shot him above the knee to bring him down. But not kill him. His war's over now, he said. Harry's war ended in September 1917, a year before my grandfather, whose war ended similarly with an exploding shell. Harry's team had stopped while the number one gunner relieved himself, and the shell blew three of his comrades to pieces, and Harry was lucky to survive with a lump of shrapnel in him. To be blown to pieces was the fear of all soldiers. Please God, if I die, let that be something to bury. I remember when I was growing up, there was an old soldier we knew. Joe Priest was his name, and he spoke with a gravelly, hoarse whisper from a gas attack, and I was scared of that voice. He carried his war visibly and audibly every day, but Harry didn't. He went back to life as being a plumber. A man with a name that will be forever linked to this war, Harry Patch, did a job that we all understand and appreciate. Don't we always just need plumbers? Harry was adamant, though, that he didn't fight the war to protect our right to be plumbers. He fought it because he had to. And when in the end they settled the war by sitting round a big table and talking, he said, why the hell didn't they do that at the beginning? The passionate anti-war campaigner Harry died on the same day another young British soldier was killed in Afghanistan. Harry tells me something else too, and that's the value of ageism. He became famous as he grew older, and the dwindling numbers of veterans made his tale more valued. His great fame came from his clear recollections of the horrors of his war and the folly of fighting. So as we sat in Trafalgar Square on Saturday afternoon with 91-year-old Granny Maisie over visiting from Melbourne, we couldn't help but delight in the here and now of a sunny day in London, with everyone busy enjoying the day in their own way. So it seemed right to say thank you to Harry Patch, the last man alive to go through that horror, and who'll remind us forever that we may all have something different to get out of life, but we can probably do it best without fighting.